From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Investigators say a Malaysian airline that crashed over Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into the country from Russia. The findings released Wednesday confirm an earlier investigation by the Dutch Safety Board that concluded Malaysia Airlines flight M17 was brought down by a Russian-made Buk missile. Russia has denied this. Ukraine's foreign ministry hailed the report as an important milestone that exposes Russia's direct involvement in the missile attack. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the attacks on the two largest hospitals in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo as war crimes. The Syrian government, with the help of Russia, is mounting an offensive to retake the rebel-controlled sector of the city. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by telephone with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, telling him that the U.S. is making preparations to suspend bilateral engagement with Russia concerning Syria unless Russia takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore the agreed-to cessation of hostilities. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced Wednesday that the U.S. and Iraq have agreed on a plan to send about 600 American troops to Iraq to help retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. Speaking in New Mexico, Carter told reporters that the additional U.S. military personnel will train, advise, and assist Iraqi security forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga. Carter said the Iraqis plan to push into the city of Mosul in the coming weeks. This is VOA News. Democrats in the U.S. Senate voted with Republicans to overturn President Barack Obama's veto of a bill that would allow families of the victims of the 2001 U.S. terrorist attacks to sue Saudi Arabia. Only one senator voted to sustain the veto. If the House of Representatives votes for the bill, it will become law. A vote is expected later in the day. Proponents of the bill allege that Saudi Arabia gave backing to the attackers. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump headed Wednesday to key states they need to win in the November 8th election. Clinton is campaigning in the northeastern state of New Hampshire with her one-time rival for the Democratic presidential nomination, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Republican Trump headed to Chicago and will also appear at rallies in Iowa and Wisconsin. The Politico Morning Consult poll, which had Trump ahead by 1 point before Monday's contentious debate, said its first post-debate polling now showed Clinton with a 3-point edge. A senior U.S. official said Wednesday that a growing number of Chinese companies and individuals are being investigated for suspected violations of sanctions placed on North Korea due to its nuclear proliferation. Daniel Freed, the State Department's coordinator for sanctions policy, told a Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee Wednesday that he would not argue against suggestions that the probe could widen. North Korea for years has been under sanctions which have largely halted its trade with countries other than China. But new research says the North's state-run trading companies have adapted and are evading international sanctions by hiring Chinese middlemen. Japan's top naval officer says his government has no plans to conduct freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, either alone or with the U.S. Navy. That remark contradicts earlier comments by Japanese Defense Minister Tomomi Inada. Admiral Tomohisa Takei said this week that although Japan strongly supports U.S. operations in the South China Sea, it has no plans to conduct or join naval patrols in the region. Police in Thailand's capital threatened Wednesday to arrest human rights researchers with Amnesty International over an event tied to a new report detailing allegations of torture and other ill-treatment by the military and police. Minar Pimple, Amnesty International's senior director of global operations, said in a statement authorities warned that if representatives of Amnesty spoke at the event, they could be subject to arrest and prosecution under Thailand's labor laws. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.